latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. While striker Sergio Aguero will contest the charge of alleged violent conduct and a possible three-match ban, Aguero charged retrospectively by the FA after appearing to elbow West Ham's Winston Reid in the second half of Sunday's Premier League game at the Etihad Stadium. The incident, after which Reid was seen holding his neck, was missed by referee Andre Mariner and his fellow officials during the game. Aguero had been given until 6 o'clock on Thursday to respond to the charge issued after a review. A panel felt he should have been sent off. A date for a disciplinary hearing will now be determined. If he is found guilty, he'll be banned for City's next three domestic games, including the derby with Manchester United at Old Trafford on September 10th, home game with Bournemouth on the 17th, and an EFL Cup tie at Swansea 4 days later. The other games he'll miss. Sami Nasri says Pep Guardiola urged him to stay at Manchester City and fight for his place. Nasri, one of four City players to leave on Wednesday, he joined Spanish side Seville on a season-long loan. Well, Nasri said that Guardiola was keen for him to stay put, though. He said, until the last moment, he tried to make me stay, but I was clear I wanted to leave and go to a place where I could give my best level. I was looking for a family club in Seville. I found it. Until the last moment, though, I haven't been able to leave. Well, with the absence of Sami Nasri and Joe Hart, of course, also departed, Elokim Mangala and Jason Denayer, it seems City have been able to remove £12 million from their annual wage bill. Citizens have the second largest wage bill in the entire Premier League behind rivals Manchester United and were forced to agree huge wage subsidies of up to 50% to facilitate exits. It's understood while City were disappointed not to have received permanent fees for their deadwood, they still considered it good business for the overall bottom line. And finally, teenager Gabriel Jesus, who's set to link up with Manchester City, struck twice on his full international football debut with Brazil and set up another as they beat 10-man Ecuador 3-0 in a World Cup qualifier.